Next, we have fear or worry, see also projection, to feel distressed, troubled, uneasy, or apprehensive about what may happen. And we have some phases of spirit here. Trust is one of them, to have more trust in God rather than the opposite of that, not trusting, mistrust, which also works with this fear and worry pattern. More faith in God that things can be provided, that things can work out, that we don't have to worry about it. And assurance to dissolve any doubts that are there. Boldness to help us take that step and approach whatever situation it is rather than feel like we need to fret and worry about it or run away from it. Some peace to help calm our mind and be a little more settled about the situation rather than letting these spirits just railroad all of our mind about what might happen. And some love here, as we'll see, is used to counteract fear. And 2 Timothy 1:7,
God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
So if we have a fear spirit, it didn't come from God. It came from evil. And what God does give us is the opposite, one of them being love. In Psalms 118:6,
the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?
So a really good scripture to help fight these fear spirits. God's on our side. What more do we need? Hebrews 13:5-6.
The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
And Joshua 1:9.
Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
So God is always there with us. Just rely on him. Deuteronomy 31:6.
Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
And Deuteronomy 1:17.
Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's.
Isaiah 41:10.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
1 John 4:18.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
Luke 12:4.
Be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that they have no more that they can do.
Luke 12:32.
Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Ezekiel 2:6.
Be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks.
Isaiah 51:7.
Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings.
Deuteronomy 1:29-30.
Dread not, neither be afraid. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you.
Matthew 6:34.
Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
So these spirits that want to project and then get you to worry and fear about something that hasn't even happened, Scripture says, don't worry about it. It hasn't even happened yet. You've got enough evil to take care of today.